He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It is Tuesday, March 3rd. The Texans brought in running back Cedric Benson on Monday. The Cincinnati Bengals running back had the best year of his career last year, but he's looking to return to his home state of Texas. For Houston, he will back up Steve Slayton. The Bengals are offering Benson more money, but he's weighing his options, and he'll decide in the next week. Also on Monday, I caught up with Texans' new head strength and conditioning coach, Ray Wright. Wright talked about the direction of his new program and how he plans to keep the Texans healthy in 2009. Let's just dive into it. You've been with the Texans for 8 years. You're an assistant head strength, or you're assistant to the head strength and conditioning coach, Dan Riley. Now you're in your new role. What did you learn with those 8 years with Dan that got you ready for this role?
I was very fortunate to have worked under Dan for 7-8 years, and I looked at it as a graduate opportunity, almost like a graduate school opportunity for me. I would say the most important thing, though, I learned from Dan is how to treat people, how to work with our players, and I think that'll be the lesson that sticks with me the longest.
I'm sure you developed a close relationship with a lot of these players. What was their reaction when they found out you were getting this position?
They were happy. There's a great deal of respect that I have for what they do, and I think they respect my approach to strength conditioning. So everything's been positive, and we're ready to go.
So what is your approach, your philosophy, or what are your goals with the team this year?
I guess my goals would be to get the most out of every player, every workout, keep the intensity level high. And also, we want to do as many movement patterns as we can so that our players are ready to go when we start practice and OTAs.
Is that going to be very different from things under Dan? I mean, that sounds like some of the same things that he was trying to accomplish, too.
There'll be some differences in some of the movements, but for the most part, we're going to focus on how we do things and not necessarily how much weight or how many reps we can get. We want to focus on being very specific with what we want from them in their movement patterns.
Well, you guys also work hand-in-hand with the training staff. You guys really get players back from injuries. And right now, a lot of players who are working out are players who are coming back from injuries. Talk about how you work with the training staff to get these players back and sort of what you're doing with them.
Well, first of all, we hired Jeff Kaplan, who's going to do an outstanding job with our training department. We want to be as preventative as possible, and so we want to try to do a screen on the players to make sure we can find any red flags, and then we're going to work each muscle group and make them as strong as we can.
The Texans have had some injury problems in the last few years, but something that looked like it was, getting better last season. What do you think is the key to making sure that these players enter the season injury-free and stay that way?
Really just preparing each muscle group, making each part of the body as strong as you can, make sure they're flexible, and not every injury can be prevented, but we want to be as proactive as we can with the injuries.
Of course, for different players and different positions, it's going to be different workouts. I mean, how much do you tailor make each workout for the different position groups?
They're not necessarily tailored for each group. We can tailor workouts per player for that player, but if a player likes a certain movement, if he doesn't like to bench with a bar, we have a lot of different tools we can use to offset that. So we try to make each program for each player as specific as we can.
All right. Well, off-season workouts are just around the corner, it seems like. What do you have prepared for the players for that? I mean, that's something when you get ready for off-season workouts, you get them in shape and then training camp. So you got to get them ready for training camp in a way. Talk about how you're preparing those guys for that.
We have a 6-week, quote-unquote, off-season program. It's not very long, but what we'll try to do during that 6 weeks is make sure they get stronger, they get in great condition, and then go through as many different football position-specific movements as they can and before we start our OTAs and minicamps.
All right, well, right now, of course, Texans are in free agency period. Talk about what you do during free agency, because you have a role in that as well.
My role is really small. I want to meet with the players, let them know my expectations and our expectations in the strength conditioning department, and just make them feel comfortable, and hopefully they sign on the dotted line.
All right, well, last question. When you come into the weight room for the Texans, there's all sorts of motivational techniques that, you know, you got sayings, you got pictures. How do you plan to motivate the players this next season?
I really don't believe in hanging up signs by historians or anything like that. I think that whatever we put on the wall will come from them, and it's their team. And if we do put something up, you'll know that it came from them.
As always, thanks for listening. Be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.